Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jesse Duplantis.
And I'm Kathy Duplantis.
And we're going to have another wonderful boardroom chat
yes.
around the throne of God.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
You know, I want to talk about something. I want to get into it right away. Something that I believe that we do in our ministry, that we do in our marriage, that we do all the time.
Okay.
And we do everything to the best of our ability with excellence.
Oh, I like that.
And I like the word excellence. It just sounds good.
That's right.
Excellence. You know what I'm saying? I never forget when I married Kathy 52 years ago, I made up my mind that I would take care of you. And I did it the best I could and still doing that and do it with excellence. When I got born again, I just didn't want to be born again and a barely get by Christian.
That's right.
I wanted to live for Jesus in an excellent
way.
Yeah,
we had a term we used 100%.
100%. Glory to God. What a blessing of the Lord. I want you to go with me, if you have a Bible, to the book of Daniel chapter 6. Daniel is actually in captivity at the time of this writing.
Right.
But you see, it don't make a difference where you are in life. God is always with you if you're a person that walk in excellence.
That's right. That's
and look what he says in Daniel chapter 6, verse 1. It said, it pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 princes, which should be over the whole kingdom. And over these three presidents, of whom Daniel was first, that the princes might give account unto them, and the king should have no damage. Then this Daniel was preferred above the presidents and princes. Why? Because an excellent spirit was in him, and the king thought to set him over the whole realm. Now, why? Verse 4, then the president and princes sought to find occasion against Daniel concerning the kingdom. You see, people get jealous when God gives you honor. They don't like that. You know what I'm saying? They say, wait a minute, that belongs to me. No, if it had belonged to you, God would have gave it
well,
to you.
Well, they're the same spirit that Satan had when
yes,
he was in
heaven. Right.
He was
but
jealous of that.
I got to read verse 4. Then the president and princes sought to find occasion against Daniel concerning the kingdom, but they could find none occasion nor fault. For as much as he was faithful, neither was there any error or fault found in him. What causes excellence in your life? Faithfulness.
Yeah.
See, when you become faithful, full of what? Full of faith.
Right.
Then excellence begins to work in your life spiritually, physically, financially. When you give with an excellent spirit. Mm-hmm. Not saying, oh, God, man, I got to give some more or this and that. No,
right.
you it's just an enjoyment. And an encouragement to be a blessing to God.
Right, and that's the way it was when the Lord set up the offering system or sacrificial
right.
system to him. They had to be without blemish. They had to be the best.
That's
they had
right.
to be the firstborn.
Amen.
And even when you look back into in Genesis, when Cain and Abel brought their sacrifices, Abel's was accepted because he brought his best.
He brought
it with a good heart, and he gave God his first, where I think Cain was just sinful.
He
just threw a pittance.
A bunch of vegetables up there.
Right.
You know, I really
believe
this.
But it was more
this.
Of an attitude that it wasn't done with excellence
right.
and a pure heart.
I believe every church ought to be the prettiest building in any town.
I know that.
Because it's God's house. Now, some people don't like it. They think that's a waste when it's not a waste.
Mm.
It's giving God honor and glory. Now, why was the excellent spirit in Daniel? Well, number one, he was a man of purpose.
That's good.
And that's what Darius saw. This boy, if I put him over the whole thing, I will not have any damage. Because
right.
purpose affords you anchorage in the times of battle.
Yeah.
In other words, it gives you a foundational truth that you can stand on.
That's good.
And people notice that when you have excellent, like when you go to a restaurant and you have an excellent waiter mm-hmm. or an excellent waitress, you want to tip good.
Right.
Because they care about you.
Right. And even in New Orleans, who's known for their
food
and their...
Yeah.
The best food probably
oh, yeah,
in the world,
I think so,
we
personally.
Think. But there are certain restaurants that stick in our mind as having the best service.
Right.
I remember there's one place here that's called Commander's Palace.
Right.
And the reason it sticks in my mind is because I know there's one or two waiters that come to take your order, but when your order's delivered, even if you have a table of 10 people, there's probably five waiters around that table, each with a plate in their hand, and they all set that plate down at the very same time.
That's right.
So that everybody receives their order right at the same time. You're not looking at someone else's order. That's kicking it up to another level.
That's right.
Of excellence.
And I tell you, when you have a good waiter, a good waitress, it makes your meal better.
Mm-hmm.
It makes you feel like you're worth something. You know, they're making you saying, hey, they may be working for a tip. That may be true. But, I mean, they want to do the best they can.
Yeah.
And the way they do the best they can is by doing the best they can for you.
Yeah, and so, and that reminds me of Solomon and Sheba when she came and she saw all of the king's table and how the workers were working. The Bible says there's no more breath in her. She was so impressed with the excellence.
Sometimes you just couldn't breathe.
Of course.
Just thought I'd say that. Praise God. Go ahead.
You're a legend in your own mind.
I'm a legend in my own mind. Go ahead, Kathy.
No, that was it.
Oh, that was it. And you know what she said? Your servants are happy. Did you know Solomon's servants were slaves? But they didn't look like slaves.
Right.
They didn't smell like slaves. They dressed super well. And Solomon treated them like human beings.
And they were happy.
They were very, very happy. Your servants are happy. That's what I mean by having excellent spirits. So how do you have excellent spirits? Number one, you must be a person of purpose. Because once you're a person of purpose, excellence brings two things to you, purpose and power. Mm-hmm. But it's two things in between the purpose and power.
Right.
That's prayer and perception.
Yes.
When you understand purpose, prayer, perception, and power, then you're going to understand excellence of spirit. Notice when Jesus healed people, he didn't heal them halfway.
Yes.
He didn't heal them a quarter way. You know, how do you feel? Can you do something you couldn't do? Well, that's do better. No, he healed them all the way.
Right.
You see, and the Bible says that never a man spoke like this man. It says that in the King James. You know why? Because never a man lived like
that
man.
It's so true.
Jesus walked in excellence, and all of us should walk in excellence. When we build something here at Jesse the Planet's Ministry, we want to do it with great excellence. Does it cost money? Yes, it does. But that's all right. We want God's best to be the best anywhere.
Right.
I remember one time me and you went to a church, and I'll keep the place private. And first we were invited to the pastor's home, and it was a gorgeous home and beautiful. And we were glad for him. What a blessing of the Lord. But when we got to the church, it was trash. Mm. There were stains all over the rug. They didn't care about anything. And I thought, why is his house so nice and God's house not nice?
That's right.
Because he didn't have an excellent spirit.
Yeah.
You see, because
he didn't purpose in his heart to do the best he could for God.
That's correct.
You know, when David was had it on his heart to build a temple for God.
Amen.
The first temple here, the physical temple, they were all in the tent before then. And so God told him he couldn't do it, but his son would do it.
Right.
But he had a prayer, and I want to read this because I love this phrase that's used in 1 Chronicles chapter 22, verse 5.
Go ahead.
It says, and David said, Solomon, my son is young and tender. This is the King James Bible. And it says, and the house that is to be builded for the Lord must be exceeding magnifical, of fame and of glory throughout all countries. And so he says, I will there now make preparation for it. So David prepared abundantly before his death.
That's right.
So it was to be exceeding magnificent. I never heard that word till I read it in the King James.
Magnificent.
No,
but there is a word called magnificent.
Magnificent in the King James Bible, and it just portrays to me that level of excellence that that was on his heart to achieve. And I believe that's the same thing. God wants us to continually excel in everything that we do.
When you have excellence of spirit or excellence in anything, you have more quality than you have quantity.
Yeah.
Now, the quality of something is way more important to you than the quantity of things.
Right. And generally, if you're determined and purposed in your heart to be excellent in one thing, it'll carry over into other things.
Right.
It'll affect
just common
other
sense.
Areas of your life. And it'll start helping you to really appreciate the goodness of God.
And Darius was not a godly man.
No.
But he saw the excellence of Daniel because of God in his life.
Right.
And the princes wanted to get, they said, he doesn't do anything wrong. Maybe we can come up with something against his law in the law of God, some kind of way, and you know, to kind of put him down. But they couldn't, my God, because Daniel was phenomenal because excellence. He was a man of purpose.
Right.
But he was also a man of prayer. You would find him praying. Then, my God, he knew how to do things that a lot of people did not understand. It was amazing. The Bible calls him a dissolver of doubts.
I love that.
I love that. And when you understand what it means by a dissolver of doubts. Look that scripture up for me. It's such a blessing. Hallelujah. Praise God. I mean, this man, right here. It's Daniel chapter 5, verse 12. For as much as an excellent spirit and knowledge and understanding, interpreting of dreams, showing of hard sentences, and dissolving of doubts were found in the same Daniel whom the king named Belteshazzar. Now let Daniel be called, and he shall show thee the interpretation.
Wow.
You see, in other words, when you're a person of excellence and somebody speaks doubt, you'll knock that doubt out of their life.
Right.
Like I had a person not long ago, they said, well, I'm just sick all the time. I said, well, your faith's working because that's what you keep saying. So you have what you say. Why don't you say what you want? And what you want is health. You see, what I did, I dissolved that man's doubts right there. I'm not bragging on myself. I dissolved it, and I did it with excellence. I didn't try to say, well, if you believe what I believe, it'll work. No, I just allowed the Spirit of God in me to flow in him because all I wanted for him was to get the sickness out. And you know, we begin to see immediate results, because when your mind changes to believe in what God says instead of what doctors say, and I don't deny what doctors say, but whose report shall you believe?
Yes.
You see, that's what I'm trying to say. When you understand that, then that excellent spirit produces that purpose. Daniel had a purpose. And what was that purpose? Not to have no damage for that king.
Right.
He was a man of prayer. He said, no matter, the king is my boss, but I'm going to pray at certain times because of my God. Mm-hmm. And then he could interpret dreams, because out of that powerful purpose in prayer came perception. He knew what to do, when to do it, where to do it, and how to do it. Then from a purpose, prayer, perception came power. And when power comes, when people love power, but you must be superior to power instead of driven by it. You know I'm the head of this ministry. I'm the chief executive officer, but I don't need to show my power. I think people know that. I know that. What I do is I want everything that I live, I want my staff to have the same thing. You know, exactly. I believe in prosperity, not just for my sake.
Right.
I want prosperity because that's what I preach.
Exactly.
And quit thinking about money. That's just one small facet of it. I want my staff living good. I want my staff being healed. I want my staff walking in health.
Yeah.
I want everything that I have, I want them to have.
Right.
That's excellence
that's
of spirit.
That's right. Why settle for halfway when you can have it all?
There's
a lot of people that'll, remember that you tell that story, this one woman you were praying for that said, Lord, heal my cancer. I can live with the diabetes.
No, she said, I'll keep the diabetes.
I'll keep the diabetes.
That's sad, isn't it? Good. God, I'll never forget that long as I ever live.
Like she had to bargain with God like he would do, and God is ready to do all.
But she realized she couldn't live with cancer, but she could live with diabetes. No. You know, you see, I just told a person in my staff, and they were believing God for something, and they kind of stopped believing it because they had to do some other things they thought was more important. And I gave her that same statement that Gloria Copeland's sister gave us years and years ago. Why don't you do both?
Right.
Say, you can have both. It doesn't make any difference. You see what I think? God wants to be a person of prayer in your life, a person of perception of life, a person of purpose, and a purpose of power. When you understand Jesus was that person of power, but he was superior to it instead of driven by it. Now, the Pharisee, the Sadducee, and the Zealot, they were driven by that power. You see, and it caused all kind of damage and things of that nature. So that's what I mean by that. There was another man in the Bible that God said he had another spirit, if you interpret it, and that was Caleb.
Caleb, spirit of
faith. Because he followed him, he followed God wholly. See, you can't follow God wholly unless you have an excellence in your life.
Yeah.
Excellence of spirit in every way, shape, and form.
Right.
You see, and he said, because another spirit was found in him. And because he walked like that, his descendants today still own the land that Caleb told Joshua.
Yeah, and he did
this
it.
This is mine.
He did it at 80 years old. Even though he got the promise at 40, and he was surrounded by a lot of people who didn't believe, so it delayed his promise, but he never gave up on his promise.
Yes.
He says, when he was 80, he says, I'm still as strong today as I was back then.
Yeah, and them giants owe me 40 years of rent.
Give me that mountain. But, you know, even though he says, give me that mountain, he took possession of it, he still had to walk it out.
He had to walk it out.
Do those battles, and God helped him and empowered him because he had that excellent spirit.
Well, what made him so excellent, time would not defeat Caleb.
That's right.
Time would not defeat Daniel. We're going to throw you in the lion's den. It don't make no difference. Mm-hmm. I know in whom I have believed. I'll jump to the New Testament, and I'm persuaded that he's able to keep what I commit to him. Are you living an excellent way? An excellent way for God Almighty. When people come into your house, when people say, well, I don't have a real nice house. Let me tell you something. You may not have a huge, big house, but I'm going to tell you what really speaks volumes of people is if it's clean. I've noticed something about people's yards. If their yards are manicured, you know, the grass is cut nice, it's edged, you can walk in that house, and that house is going to be clean.
Right.
Because, you see, it's saying something outside of the house. That I appreciate what God has given me. I take care of it. And because you see that yard, if you walked in that house, bless God, you could eat off the floor.
Right.
That was my mom and dad never had a real nice home. We never, you know, we lived most of the time in trailers, but that was the cleanest trailer you ever saw in your life.
Yeah.
You see, and that's what I'm talking about.
And you know, so many people, you know, there are times when it's not perfect, but you all of a sudden you clean it up and you get it straight. And you know, if you know company's coming over, generally you'll clean it up, right, do the best you can.
Sure.
But there are some people, they don't even care if you come over.
Oh, they don't care
if
about nothing.
If it's a mess, they leave everything all over the place. I remember one time we went to one house, and Jesse, if he doesn't sometimes have a filter.
I'm sorry.
So if it's in his head, it's going to come out of his mouth. So he says, what hit this place?
Oh, it was nasty.
Clothes
dirty.
All over the
I didn't want to breathe
sofa.
In there.
He says,
the other day we went to get us a hamburger. And I said, well, let's just go inside. I ain't never going back. That was the filthiest place.
It was filthy.
Their employees were filthy. And I thought, what is
I'm
the
matter
with
I'm
surprised
we
people?
Stayed. We should have
I'm
left.
I'm surprised. I'm
we
surprised
should've.
We
did. We must have been really hungry.
I must have been. But I'm going to give a plug. I've never been to a Chick-fil-A that wasn't clean.
That's right.
The people
pleasant,
were courteous and kind.
Excellent
and nice.
Spirit.
Excellence. Yes. That's my point.
Yeah.
And they honor God by closing
on
Sundays.
I've heard, yeah, that's true. And I've heard that, I don't know if it's true or not, I've heard that if you own a franchise for Chick-fil-A, the owner is required to be in that restaurant.
Oh, I didn't
so
know
I
that.
Guess if the owner's present, people are going to act a little differently.
Right, yeah.
And so that may make the difference. Because when we know the owner's present, when we know God's in our life, that's what I want to parallel it to. It encourages us to live a life of excellence in everything we do. We put in first place. Like if we give something away, we want it to be working. We want it
right.
to be the best. We want to clean it up. We want
We had a wonderful compliment by one of your guest speakers the other day at the church. They walked in, they said, oh my God, this carpet is so beautiful. The carpet was put there in the year 2000.
Mm-hmm.
Now it was first class fine carpet, but our housekeeping staff keeps that church beautiful.
They vacuum it, and if there's
and
a
our
spot,
offices.
We clean. They clean it up.
That's right.
Because they don't
immediate.
Ignore the spot and walk
no,
over it
no, no,
like
no,
a lot
no.
of people. Brush the dust under the rug.
And people say, wow, you must have built that church last year, or you must have built this campus last year. No.
Yeah.
But what we do is we believe in having excellence when it comes to God.
Yeah.
In spiritual, physical, and financial things, every which
right.
way, shape,
right.
or form. Because, see, that is a testimony to the God we serve.
Yeah.
I noticed this. Kathy likes porcelain, figurines and things like that and stuff like that. So sometimes she'll go get a piece, or she'll see a piece, and you look for the excellence of it, like Meissen. Meissen and who? And what's that other one
Dresden.
From Germany? Dresden. And
well,
one time I saw a piece and
girls.
I went like that. She said, "That's a cheap piece.
That's not.
Yeah, that's not real." But when she saw it, I don't know. We
it's
went to the store one
store.
Time,
yeah.
And they were selling the stuff. And Kathy, you recognize how good that stuff was.
Yeah, and you said, "Oh, they look bad." I said, "No, I'm gonna clean them."
Yeah, you'll clean them. And I'm telling you what, they're beautiful. And she has them in a cabinet there in our house. And people have come and went, "Oh, look how beautiful these things are," because Dresden, Meissen are excellent people when it comes to porcelain and
right,
things of that nature.
Right.
Raphael,
yeah.
excellent when it comes to this tapestry.
You know, there's something
Michelangelo,
to be,
excellent
right.
at the Sistine
there's
Chapel.
There's something to be said about someone who is the best in their field
oh, yeah.
or best in that craft. Like, you know, you hear about the Michelangelo who was like probably
oh.
the best of
oh, yeah.
He considered
and he didn't
himself
a painter.
A sculptor, but he
yeah.
was also a painter. But you see people that do the best furniture. Like we know
yes.
in the furniture industry, there's
yes.
like
François Link.
François Link. On
Paul Simonet.
Yeah.
Dasson and Zwina. That's all French furniture.
From was it the 1800s that
yeah,
they
well,
built? Or 1700s?
18 and yeah, some of them. 18,
so those are beautiful. Even
amazing.
This is not an old piece, but it's a beautifully done marquetry piece that's even
mm-hmm.
in this table here that's
right.
really done with excellence. All this inlaid
right.
different types of wood. It's done. You could tell someone
yeah.
took
well,
a lot of time.
Is proud of their work
to make sure it was done. They had a vision for it, and
yeah.
look how it's come to pass.
Yeah, I've had people. I drive a truck, and I love my truck. And I can tell you the truth, it's 10 years old.
We're back on the truck.
Yeah, I love my truck. I love my truck. It's 10 years old. People think I bought it off the showroom floor last week. I keep it clean. It's well, I said my people they keep it clean, and I keep it clean too. And it just looked like the day it was made. Why? That's excellence.
Right.
I just not trying to show off. I just want it nice.
Right.
You see, well, when I go preach the gospel, I want to do the best I can with excellence,
mm-hmm.
spiritually, physically, financially. And I've learned to name my seed because that's excellence. That when I sow seed and I sow it into what I call excellent ministries.
Right.
That are doing the work of the Lord, that care about what God, who God is and what people think about the God we serve.
That's so good. It's so important that when we give to God, we give with excellence. So a few minutes ago, I talked about Abel and Cain's sacrifice.
Right.
I want to read this in Hebrews chapter 11 because it's a faith chapter.
Okay, can I say one more thing before
sure.
you read Hebrews chapter 11? You know, there was 12 spies that went out to spy the land. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
And 10 came back with a bad report and 2 came with a good report. The 2 that came with a good report were Joshua and Caleb. Why? Because of the spirit they had in them, an excellence thing. Now, Hebrews chapter 11, you're about ready to read. Those people walked in excellence. That's why they got their own chapter. You see what I'm saying? Now, go ahead and read
that. It's called the Heroes of Faith.
Heroes.
It says, by faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained a witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it being dead, yet speaketh.
Was it the Apostle Paul said, I'd like to show you a more excellent way, or was it Peter? I'm not sure which one of them. But think about that for a minute when you understand. Look at Abel. I mean, you know, if you think about it, there's only four people on the earth at that time, of what we understand. That's Adam, Eve, Abel, and Cain.
Uh-huh.
Now, my God, man, I mean, and Abel just wanted to be a blessing to his God.
Mm-hmm.
So he gave his best.
Right.
He did it more excellently.
Right.
And I find when you look for a contractor, and I got to give honor to whom honor's due. The guy that built my house was named Richie Pichon. He comes to our church. Actually, if you want to see it in English, it's Richie Pigeon, it looks like, but it's Richie Pichon because it's French. Excellent builder. You can see it. He just don't do things to get it as fast as it can get it done. When he does it right, and it lasts. The same thing with those furniture makers. When they did it, that's what makes things expensive is when people do excellent work and make it rare. The other day, I looked at your iPad on Instagram, and they were showing this phenomenal diamond that was flawless. It's called, you know, internally flawless, and color D. It was cut, color, carat. I mean, it was, I'm telling you, it was amazing just to watch it.
Mm.
But who did that? Yes, you have to have that, the quality, but someone had to cut that right. Someone had this, that diamond would show and face up. Someone was excellent in doing that type of work.
Mm-hmm.
So that was more than a jeweler that could do the work, or someone that, or a diamond cutter. That was excellence in their work. Mm-hmm. So not only was the diamond exploded in brilliance, but the reason it exploded in brilliance, because that person that did that was a person of excellence.
You know, it's so true that no matter what level it's at or no matter what field you're in, because, you know, we're the type of music we like. We're lost in the 70s. We like the rock music.
60s and the 70s.
But still, with that said, we admire and recognize someone who's the best in their field, even in the field of music. Like if we hear opera, who we really don't understand opera, but you can tell that's a quality voice. I think we want a cruise, and we're not a big fan of like the Southern gospel at that point.
Yeah, those quartets.
But you know,
we never heard the best,
and we were just wowed over, like overwhelmed with appreciation for their gift because it was so.
It was powerful.
No matter what level of music or that their craft, if you want to call it that, we recognize where the spirit of excellence was.
Not only did it entertain us, it touched our spirits.
Because they gave it 100% and they were at the top of their field.
That wonderful opera singer passed away a few years ago when there in Italy. It was kind of heavy set.
Pavarotti?
Pavarotti. I mean, my God, when you'd hear the man sing and then go back further, Enrico Caruso, that's excellence. And there's a story, I may have said it before, I'll say it again. Enrico Caruso was packing thousands of people coming
to
his.
Those were like the 1930s.
Yeah, 1901 and 1902. I mean, this man was, this guy could sing. So what happened was he was invited to go sing at a house with only about maybe 20 people and his manager. And Caruso sang with such power. I mean, like he was in front of thousands of people. And his manager said, Enrico, you don't have to work that hard. I mean, you don't have to, this is only about 20 or 30 people. And he said, when Enrico Caruso sings, he always does his best.
Yes.
That the amount of people has nothing to do with the quality of who he is. See, that's excellence.
Right. And when you're around someone with excellence, it pushes you to want to be increase or improve your
life. It should make you jealous. It should make you want to do better.
That's right. You know, I just thought of a story of, you know, a movie. It's one of the movies we've watched. It's A Few Good Men. And we like to sometimes when we watch a movie, we like to watch the The special features.
The features, yeah.
And we were looking at the special features on that, and they were talking about how when they had all the cast come together to prepare to do the movie, they had a reading, and they normally would just sit around the table, and normally people would just read monotone or just to kind of get through it. But Jack Nicholson was the star of the movie, one of the stars of the movie, and when it came time to his turn to read, he gave it 100% as though the camera was running, and this was the real deal. And the person who was telling the story talked about how this kicked everybody around the table way up. But I mean, they went up to do their best. Well, it changed the whole atmosphere of that reading, which is a great example of how when we're around people who are determined to do the best, it should inspire us to step up our game as well, if you want to call it that,
right,
and do our best for the Lord.
That's what they said about Marlon Brando, that he was just kind of, they said a lot of people said Marlon Brando was just crazy. Is that? But when that camera came on, he did such work. In other words, in The Godfather, when that camera came on, he became Vito Corleone. I mean, and the actors that were acting with, they said they had a hard time thinking of their part because they were watching him. That when the camera was off, he just was fly by night, do whatever he wanted.
But this whole thing with Nicholson, even in the rehearsal,
Nicholson
time,
too.
And that's what rehearsal's all about. And so no matter whether you got to realize that when you're rehearsing, you should do your best as well, because I know sometimes to control their, conserve their voice or whatever and that kind of thing. But that was his commitment. And so this is a good example.
Think about when Whitney Houston sang that song, "And I Will Always Love You." Lord, I mean, How could you not enjoy the quality and excellence of her voice?
It's a gift.
Gift. I mean, that comes from God. Aretha Franklin, if you want to talk. I mean, my Lord, they would shake you. I mean, this is in the arts. And, you know, some of these great actors and actresses that really become, and directors that can, they just see it. It's there. It's a gift. And they will not cut. Like Cecil B. DeMille, he would not cut. He don't care about the budget. When they finished it, it was a spectacular.
Finished what?
The movie, you know, Cecil B. DeMille, like the Ten Commandments and the different thing. I mean, it was just amazing. Every I dotted, every T crossed, every jot and tittle.
Right.
Jesus was like that. See, the Bible is like that.
Yeah.
I was just thinking
creation was like that. God didn't spare anything. I think I heard it say that there's like 6,000 different beetles or something like that. Yeah. I mean, there's so many different types and varieties of flowers, all of them so beautiful and perfect.
Well, the lilies
God's
of the field.
God's creation was this way, so we need to be following his example and do our best, whatever task we've been given to do. If it's sweep the church, be the best sweep church.
You better know it.
Church sweeper.
Not a drop of dust or a spot of dust. I never forget one time, I remember my mama talking about how God said that the lilies of the field, Solomon in all his glory was not
arrayed
like the little, you know. And I never forget one time I mentioned that to our chemistry teacher, whatever, and he said, "Have you ever seen a lily under the microscope?" And I said, "No." So the next day he brought a lily, and he put one of the leaves. I couldn't believe it, the intricate work. Now my eyes, you know, of course I was young, I could see very, very good, but that microscope, when he brought it to, good, how God with the least little whatever. Yeah, but just the most amazing workmanship.
Yeah, and it's like that in our body. The closer you get,
yes.
I mean, all the little nerves and fibers
are all
interconnected, and the amazing thing God did when he created us.
When he created
with
me.
Excellence.
And everything. That's what I'm talking about. Daniel, you will get noticed, ladies and gentlemen, if you walk in excellence, spiritually, physically, and financially. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, you'll get noticed. And you know what? Let me just say that. You don't have to be totally dressed up to be noticed. I've seen people that could be totally dressed down and yet they had excellence.
Yeah, and they
knew how to put their colors together. Right. You know how to put your colors
especially
together.
Especially if you don't do it to be noticed. If you just do it because you have an excellent spirit and you want
you
to be
taste.
The best.
They call it taste.
And you do it for yourself, but whether other people notice it or not, you know that the Lord is pleased because you put him first in everything that you do.